morning, Coastal.
Hi, good morning. My name is Steve. I'm actually looking for Kurt. Is he available?
No, he's not. Would you like to leave your name and number?
Yeah, I could do that. That's okay.
Okay.
My name is, again, Steve. I'm calling from, Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
And my phone number is 858 779-0932. And, it's just actually in reference to some previous financing that he did with SunTrust Bank. Just out of curiosity, since he's not available, is there anybody else that, like, helps with the financial decisions of the company, like a controller or an office manager or anybody like that around?
Hold on here, Shelly. Hold on.
Shelly?
Hi, this is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. My name is Steve. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I'm not really trying to take much of your time here. That's all I'm trying to do at all. I'm really just trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to the company about like 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if you had seen it. It was through direct mail, so I'm sure you guys get these all the time, and I know they go right to the bottom of the trash can, so that's totally understandable, and hence my follow-up phone call. But it was actually in reference to some previous financing you guys did with SunTrust Bank. Does that ring a bell at all, a couple years back?
Previous, what was that? You're speaking a little bit fast. I'm not following you too well.
Oh, that's all right. No worries. Okay, so I sent out an offer to the company. It was about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was through direct mail, so I'm sure you guys get these pretty much all the time, and they go right to the trash can, which is totally understandable, and that's why I'm doing a follow-up phone call.
Mm-hmm.
The offer that I sent out was actually in reference to some prior strong borrowing history that you guys had done with SunTrust Bank. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Right. Yeah, we used to use SunTrust Bank, yeah.
Okay. So the offer was based off of your lending history with them, and what the offer was, it was for some equipment or some capital, seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year that you look to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, actually, for the most part, we rent our equipment other than a few pieces of specialty equipment that is actually fabricated here in our shop in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
So we do a lot of renting, like for equipment, bobcats, forklifts, that kind of stuff. We don't usually purchase them, and we don't really have any need anytime soon. I mean, I'm not saying that we won't, but the projects that we have lined up, we're pretty covered as far as the big pieces of equipment that we need for them. So
okay.
Right now, I don't think that we have a need.
Okay, that's understandable. Can I ask you a question? Why do you guys rent? Why don't you guys purchase? I'm just curiosity.
Well, we travel up and down the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And we usually rent in whatever area that we're working in because of the insurance liability of hauling equipment back and forth and whatnot. It's actually cheaper for us to just rent and put the rental piece of equipment on our insurance, rent it, because we could have jobs that only go on for like 3 months, but then we could have another job that goes on for 3 years. So we do make arrangements when we have a job that goes on longer. But it's because of the type of business that we have. It's dirty, nasty work, and a lot of times, if we rent it, then we actually have someone that can service it and take care of the equipment. They come out and we do a maintenance program with them. And if it were ours, it would probably be destroyed within a couple of months, and then we just have to purchase a new one. So it really is more beneficial for us to rent.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
So that's kind of how it goes. We got some really great guys that do great work, but they're very rough on our equipment. So.
And you said you guys fabricate your own equipment at the shop?
Yeah, the big pieces of equipment, like our guns, our pneumatically applied guns. Yes, we do that here.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? Would it be okay? Because I don't, you never know when the time might come, like a rise where you guys might need to do something, like emergency-wise. would it be okay if I just send you one email with some information on it, like my contact information, and then, you know, if you guys ever do need something?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, well, it'd be a good email for you, Shelly.
It's Shelly, Shelly,
uh-huh,
at CoastalGunLight.com.
CoastalGunLight.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How has business been for you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, it's been pretty good.
Yeah? Busy in the summertime, or are you guys working the winter, too?
Oh, we work in the winter, too, because we travel the coast, and, you know, Florida, it doesn't matter if it's winter.
Yeah, I got you. Is that the farthest south you guys go, is Florida? Well, I guess that's as far south as you can go, but,
Yeah, we go to Florida all the way up to Maine.
Oh, wow. Do you guys ever go, more central?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, I do appreciate your time, Shelly. I'll send you this email, and then, you know, if the time ever arises, feel free to give me a call or, you know, a shout or anything. Right? It would be okay if I just, you know, follow up with you guys, like a couple months from now, or see how you guys are doing?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, Shelly. Well, I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right.